Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you. First, we'd like to praise and thank God that all of us can get up this morning to come to worship the true and living God together.
那首先我要感谢神，今天我们每个人都能够早上起来，一同来这边来聚集敬拜神。
Because always a great, it's always a great thing to be able to get up in the morning, be able to breathe and talk and walk, and be able to come to worship the true and living God.
因为一早上起来，能够享受这新鲜的空气，能够说话，能够一起来这里敬拜神，是一件美好的事。
We also praise and thank God. Last week, we have a two spiritual convocation in Northern California area.
那我们知道，感谢神，上个星期我们在北加州地区有两个灵恩会。
And thank God in San Jose Church, we added two more sisters to the household of God.
那在圣何西教会，有两个新受洗的姐妹。
And in Sacramento, that was the first time we held a spiritual convocation in a new chapel.
那在撒加缅度，是我们第一次在这个新会堂举行灵恩会。
And even though the chapel was not ready to be used, but we just used the dining hall.
即使说这个会堂其实是还没有准备好，所以我们只能用这个爱厅的部分。
And praise and thank God, the dining hall is big enough to accommodate all of us.
那感谢神，那爱听的部分就足够大到容纳我们全部。
And for our evangelical service, we have 11 truth seekers.
那在布道会的时候，我们有11位慕道者。
But most important of all, our brothers and sisters were so joyful.
那更重要的是，所有的弟兄姐妹都感到非常的喜乐。
Because for many years, they tried to find, to buy, and purchase a chapel.
因为过去他们已经有很多年都希望能够买到自己的会堂。
But finally, God bless us with one.
那终于神赐福，让他们买了自己的会堂。
So now we really can focus in pastoring and also evangelical service.
那所以我们现在就可以很喜乐的专心来办这个灵恩会。
And we also like to pray. I would like to thank brother and sister for praying for Sacramento Church.
那我要感谢弟兄姐妹为撒加缅度教会来祷告。
This morning, I'd like to share with you, continue to share with you. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face.
那今天早上我们要继续来查考神对摩西面对面来说话。Let's
turn the book of Exodus chapter 33.
我们来翻开出埃及记33章。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 11.
出埃及记33章11节。
Exodus 33 verse 11.
出埃及记33章11节。
So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speak to his friend.
神与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
We know according to the Bible, there's only one man that spoke to God face to face.
我们知道根据圣经的记载，只有一个人曾经面对面。
That is the man called Moses.
那就是那一个叫摩西的这个人。
And 2 weeks ago, we have studied with one another. The reason he be able to talk to God face to face because he went up to the mountain.
那两个星期前，我们一起查考，他之所以能和神面对面说话，因为是他上到山上去。
Even though during that time there's almost 2 million people.
即使那个时候以色列百姓大概有200万人。
Moses was the only one that can go up to the mountain and speak to God face to face.
摩西是唯一一个能够上到山上和神面对面来说话。
So any one of us who want to speak to God face to face,
那所以我们当中如果能想要和神能够面对面来说话,
we also must fill with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要被圣灵来充满。
Because being filled with the Holy Spirit, just like we go up to the high mountain and speaking to God.
被圣灵充满，就要像上到山上和神面对面来说话。
And another reason why Moses be able to speak to God face to face because he loved his fellow brethren so much.
那另外一个神和摩西能和神面对面说话的原因，就是因为他非常爱他的弟兄百姓们。
To the point that he willing to trade his life for them.
那到了他甚至愿意为他们牺牲生命的那一个地步。
So that's why he asked God to blot his name out of the book of life for the sake of the chosen people.
那所以他求神说，为了百姓们，他宁愿将他自己的名字从生命册上来抹除。
So we want to speak to God face to face.
所以我们如果要与神面对面来说话,
we must truly love one another with a sincere heart.
那我们就要用真诚的心来彼此相爱。
And willing to sacrifice ourselves for one another.
那我们要真正的能够为彼此来牺牲。
And another reason why Moses was able to talk to God face to face.
那另外一个摩西能和神面对面说话的理由,
because he loved God with his totality. Because God was so mad at the chosen people.
当时神对百姓是这么的愤怒。
And he told Moses, I will send my angel before you.
那摩西说, 我会派我的天使行在你前面。
Even with the angel, they could enter the promised land.
即使说天使带他们进入这个应许之地。
But Moses was not willing to do that.
但是摩西并不愿意这样做。
He said, God, if you do not go before us, we will not go.
他说神如果你没有在前面领导我们我们便不去
Because the angel, even though the angel of God is very good
即使说神派遣天使也是很好的
But according to Moses not good enough
但是摩西觉得这样还不够好
Because he won God himself
因为他要神亲自带领他们
Just like nowadays the chosen people of God
就好像今天如果我们是神的选民
We are blessed with many things
那我们受神很多的祝福
Even though these many things are good
即使说这些事情都是很好的
But what we want the most is God himself.
但是我们最想要的就是神他自己。
So that's why Moses be able to speak to God face to face.
那这就是神, 摩西能和神面对面说话的原因。
But the rest of the people, the rest of the chosen people of God,
那对于其他神的选民来说,
they were not able to speak to God face to face.
他们没有办法和神来面对面说话。
First, they cannot go up to the mountain.
首先他们没有办法来上到山上。
And second, why they're waiting for Moses to return?
第二,当他们在等, 摩西回来的时候,
they did not put their faith in God but in Moses.
他们没有将他们信心放在神上面, 反而放在摩西身上。
So when Moses delayed in coming down from the mountain,
所以当, 摩西, 延迟没有准时下来的时候,
then they built a golden calf.
他们就造了金牛犊。
And Aaron, even though he was a high priest, he also built a golden calf.
亚伦即使他身为祭司, 他还带领百姓来造这个金牛犊。
So that's why they cannot speak to God face to face.
这就是他们不能和神面对面来说话的原因。
So that's why for us,
所以对我们来说,
as we're waiting for our Lord Jesus Christ's second coming,
当我们在等神一世的再临的时候,
we should not put anything in this world before him.
那我们不应该将这世上的任何事情摆在神之间。
Because if we put anything in this world before him, there's no way we can speak to him God, to God face to face.
如果说我们将这个世上任何事物摆在神之上, 我们就没有办法和神来面对面说话。
So this morning we continue, why Moses be able to speak to God face to face.
所以今天早上我们继续来查考为什么摩西能够面对面和神来说话呢?
Let's turn to the book of Numbers chapter 12.
我们来看民数记十二章
Number chapter 12
民数记十二章
Verse 8
民数记十二章第八节
Number chapter 12 verse 8
民数记十二章第八节
I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark scene, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
我要与他面对面说话,乃是明说,不用谜语。 并且他必见我的形象,你们回谤我的仆人摩西,为何不惧怕呢?
So we can see here in Numbers chapter 12 verse 8.
我们在这里12章第8节这里看到说,
God himself proclaimed to Miriam and Aaron that he spoke to Moses face to face.
这里神亲自向米利安和亚伦说, 摩西和他面对面说话。
Now here, why did God proclaim this?
那为什么神要向他们这样子来告说呢?
Because we know in chapter 12 verse 1 and verse 2, Miriam and Aaron went against Moses.
我们知道在这12章第1节第2节告诉我们说, 米利汉和亚伦来对抗摩西。
At first, the reason they went against Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman.
他们之所以和摩西来对抗, 是因为摩西娶了古时的女子。
But in verse 2, we know the reality.
在第二节我们看到实际是
The reason they went against him because of their jealousy against him.
事实上他们和摩西对抗真正的理由是因为他们对摩西起了嫉妒。
So that's why in verse 2 says, So they said, Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it.
所以第二节说, 难道神单与摩西说话也不与我们说话吗? 这话神听见了。
So we can see during this time, maybe Aaron and Miriam, they're always second and third in charge.
所以我们看到也许亚伦和米利安在那时候, 是掌权的第二位第三位。
But they felt maybe they should be the one that leading the chosen people.
也许他们心里觉得他们才是真正应该来带领以色列百姓的人。
So that's why they say to Moses,
所以他们这样对摩西说,
Has he not spoken through us also?
难道, 神单与摩西说话吗?
But the Bible heard that the Lord heard their conversation.
但是这里告诉我们说神听到他们的 说的话
But even though Miriam even accused him of this,
即使说米利亚和亚伦是控告他们另外一件事
But Moses did not say anything,
但是摩西并没有说什么
Moses did not say anything until verse 13,
摩西都没有说什么一直到了十三节这里
So what does this mean?
那这告诉我们什么事呢
If we want to speak to God face to face,
如果你想和神面对面来说话
Now when our brother and sister go against us,
当我们弟兄姐妹和我们有冲突的时候
Even though we are right,
即使说我们是有对的一方
We should not go against them,
那我们不应该和他们对抗
Because the minute we go against them, we will cause division,
因为当我们开始和他们对抗的时候我们就在我们之间造成了分裂
And Moses realized this,
摩西他很深切地了解这一点
That's why even though what they said to him is not true
即使说他们所控告摩西的不是真实的
Because for sure God have chosen Moses to lead the people of God
因为神真的是拣选摩西来带领以色列百姓
By the hand of Moses God sent 10 plagues to the land of Egypt
我们知道经由摩西的手神降了十个灾害在这个埃及人身上
By the hand of Moses God split the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk on dry land
借着摩西的手神将红海分开让以色列百姓
And by the hand of Moses God rained manna from heaven for the Israelites to eat
借由摩西的手神从天上降下 manna 来给他们吃
By the hand of Moses God brought forth water from the rock
借着摩西的手神叫磐石水从磐石中出来让他们喝
So for sure Moses had many reasons to argue against Miriam and Aaron
所以当然摩西这里有很多很好的理由来和他们争辩
But he did not do it
但是他没有这样做
Because the minute he go against them this means he will cause division among three of them
因为当他们开始和他争辩的时候这就在和以色列百姓之间造成分裂
And if the three of them are divided how they can lead the chosen people of God
如果说他们三个彼此有了分裂那他们又怎么来带领这以色列百姓呢
So that's why Moses did not say anything
所以摩西什么都不说
Because he did not say anything the Lord God spoke for him
因为他什么都没有说所以神就听他说话了
And then verse 3
第三节
Verse 3
第三节
Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
This is quite a proclamation.
那这是一个很大的宣告。
Actually, many people in this world they are very humble.
那事实上，这世上也许有很多谦卑的人。
But during that time, the Bible proclaimed that Moses was more humble than anyone on the face of the earth.
但是在这个时候，圣经宣告说。摩西极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
So this is another reason why God spoke to Moses face to face.
那这就是另外一个神和摩西面对面说话的理由。
Because he was very humble.
因为他极其谦和。
Of course, it's not easy for Moses to be humble.
当然，对摩西来说，要极其谦和并不是容易的。
Remember the first 40 years he lived in the palace.
那我们要知道，摩西开始的前40年，他是住在皇宫
之中。And in the palace, he would learn of all the culture of the Egyptian.
那在埃及的皇宫中他在那边住
Because during that time Egypt was a really advanced country
在那个时候埃及算是当时世上比较先进的国家
And he was the prince in the land of Egypt for 40 years
他是当时在埃及中身为王子在那边住了40年
But he was mighty in words and mighty in deed
那他是有全能全力在手的
But after God trained him for 40 years
但是神后来在旷野训练他40年
Then he became the most humble man in the face of the earth
他却变成了这个极其谦和胜过世上众人的人
So nowadays it's very difficult for us to be humble
所以现今也是如此对我们来讲我们要做一个谦和的人并不容易
Because the world teaches to be proud
因为这个世上教导我们说我们要有自信要
The more money we have, the more proud we should be
那我们越多钱那我们就自己觉得越骄傲
The more education we have, the more proud we should be
那我们也自己觉得非常的自豪对我们自己所受的高教育
I praise and thank God in our church
那感谢神在我们教会里面
Because we know many brothers and sisters are very educated
我们知道在教会里面有非常弟兄多的弟兄姐妹他们也受到很高的教育
And we know many brothers and sisters are quite wealthy
那我们也知道很多弟兄姐妹他们也非常的富有
But praise and thank God they are very humble
但是感谢神他们还是非常的谦卑
Because when we come to church we don't know who's educated and who's wealthy
因为我们来到教会我们不晓得谁是受高教育的谁是有钱的
But this is the way it should be
但是这就是教会就该如
此。Because we are the chosen people of God.
因为我们是神的选民。
But nowadays, I think it's very difficult for the younger generation.
但是现今对于年轻的一代越来越难了。
Because quite often they are very proud.
因为很多时候他们都觉得非常的自豪。
You know, pertaining to things that they have accomplished in life.
那么想到在这个世上他们已经成就的这些事情。
But we hope that they can learn from the older generation.
但是我们希望他们能够从老一辈中来学习。
What we worth in this life doesn't mean that, you know, in the eyes of God that we are righteous and we are good.
那在这世上我们所成就的事在神眼中并不看因为这就是义。
I mean, just ask the older generation.
就好像我们老一辈的这些人。
Do we ever ask them what's college they went to?
那我们会问他说他们去哪一间学校吗？
What, you know, how much do they make?
或者说他们赚多少钱吗？
Actually, by that, by, you know, by when you get older, this thing doesn't matter anymore.
那当你逐渐年纪大了，这些事情似乎就不重要了。
But what more important do we still have good relationship with God?
那更重要的是，就是说我们是不是和神还有美好的关系。
Quite often when I, you know, when I watch TV and I watch news and things like that.
那很多时候我看电视、我看新闻的时候。
And sometimes I'm very impressed by some of the, you know, the people who live in the world.
那很多时候我对于这个世上有些人还是感觉到非常
深刻。I remember one of the football players.
那我记得那有一个这个足球明星
He makes like 10 million a year.
他一年可以赚个这个$10,000,000.
But he's willing to offer 1 million to his church, local church per year.
但是他每一年他都很乐意的来捐出对他地方的教会捐出
100万美金。So for me, when I heard this, I was so impressed.
当我听到这样子我就觉得非常的印
象深刻。But when the news talk about this football player,
当这个新闻来报道这位足球明星的时候
you can see that this man was very humble.
你可以看得到这是一个非常谦卑的人。
He said, everything I receive is from God.
他说事实上我每一我一切所得到的都是从神而来。
So whatever I have, I must give back to God.
所以我有的我一定要奉献回去给神。
So when I heard this, I can't help but to be touched by this, you know, football player.
那当我看到这样子我不禁的为这个足球明星而受到感动。
And it's also this famous football coach.
那还有一个非常有名的这个足球教练。
Actually, before he take the football, before he became a coach in that particular team, the team was really bad.
那在他接这个那一个队伍的教练职位之前，这是一个很差的队伍。
But only the first year he came to be a coach.
那就在他第一年成为这个队伍的教练之后
He took that team to the playoffs.
那他就将这个队伍带到了决赛。
Then there are time many news people, you know, ask him, you know, how did you do this?
在那个时候很多这个新闻的报道的人就问他说你是怎么办到的呢
He said, what is your secret?
那你的秘诀到底是什么
And his coach told the news people.
那这个足球教练就跟这一些记者说
He said, my secret is always have smarter people work.For me.
那我的秘诀就是说总是找一些聪明的人来为我工作。
He said, all the people who work around me, they are much smarter than I am.
他就说其他帮我工作的人都是比我聪明的。
So because of this, we'll be able to bring the team to the playoffs.
因为这样子所以我才能够将这个队伍来带到决赛。
I also remember if you know about baseball,
那如果说你对这个棒球也熟悉的话
，most of the time the pitcher make the most money。
那很多时候通常都是投手赚最多钱。
And for the pitcher, the most achievement they can have is to pitch a no hitter, right? In the whole career。
那当然对一个投手来讲最好的就是完投的记录。
So this means in one game, no one can hit their ball。
那意思就是说在那一场球赛里面。没有人击出任何的打击
So no one can get on base
那没有人能够上垒
And this is a very difficult thing to do
这个是一个非常难办到的事情
This means you have to pitch through 9 innings right? It's very difficult
那你必须要投完九局是很难的
And I remember last year
那我记得去年
Maybe 2 years ago
也许是2年前
And this pitcher was a pitch until the 9 innings
那这一个投手他投了九局
And there's no hitter at all
那个时候都没有人成功的打击
And was the last out
那就最后一个人了
So during the time the last out The man hit the ball And then it was a ground ball
那就有一个人他打击出去了但是是一个滚地球
Then the pitcher got the ball And threw the first base
那这个投手很快的接到这个球，投到一垒手那里去。
And that time the umpire called it was safe, was safe.
那这个时候裁判判决说安全上垒。
So for this, for the pitcher, he must be very, very disappointed.
那你可以想象，对这个投手来讲，他一定觉得非常的失望。
Especially when they show the replay.
那尤其是当他们这个将这一段再一次的播放的时候
，that the man was out.
事实上这个人应该是被封杀。
So this means in reality he pitched a no hitter.
事实上他是做了一个完投。
But in the history of in the record, he did not say he said, you know, he threw a no hitter.
那事实上对他的记录来讲，他却因此而没有造成这个完投。
So after the game,
所以在比赛结束之后
，the news people was looking at him.
那很多记者就围着他。
And they ask him why you are so joyful.
为什么你还这么高兴呢
？You just got robbed from the umpire to you know to you know from your no hitter.
那裁判刚才给你一个误判，让你没有办法达成这个完投啊。
And he said it doesn't matter.
他说一点关系都没有。
Because when he looked at the replay,
因为当他看这一个再一次的播放
，that man he was out.
这个人应该是被封杀。
Even though on record they did not say he did not throw a no hitter, but inside he said, I knew that I threw a no hitter.
即使说这个记录上来讲他并没有造成完投，但是他心里知道他的确办到了。
And say because of this I feel very content.
因为这样子我就已经很满足了。
So that's why for us when we think about this kind of, you know, this kind of things.
所以当我们想要这样子的事情的时候，
If we know really who we are,
如果说我们真正了解我们是什么样的人，
We are the chosen people of God.
我们是神的选民。
The reason we are chosen people of God, not because we are so wealthy in these things of this world.
那我们之所以成为神的选民，并不是说我们在这个世上是非常富有的。
Remember Moses.
我们想想摩西。
The reason he was so humble.
他之所以这么谦卑的原因。
Because he left Egypt behind.
因为他将埃及完全抛在背后。
Remember Paul.
那我们想想保罗。
The reason he became such a great worker of God because he left the world behind.
他之所以成为神这样子一个伟大的工人，是因为他将这个世上的事情都抛到背后了。
Because both of them knew who they were.
因为这两个都非常清楚他们扮演的角色。
And they knew that they are the chosen people of God.
他们知道他们是神的选民。
So just like nowadays.
就好像在今天一样。
We really have nothing to be proud about.
事实上我们没有什么值得我们骄傲的。
Especially toward our brothers and sisters.
尤其是在弟兄姐妹之间。
We should not act to be better than they are.
我们不要自己觉得我们比其他的人强。
Yes, it's true. Some of us are more educated than others.
是的，是这个事实。有些人受到比较好的
教育。And it's true. Some of us are more have more money than others.
也许是有些人比其他的人还要有钱。
But we should not become proud.
但是这个并没有值得骄傲的地方。
If we become proud, there's no way God can speak to us face to face.
如果说我们因此而骄傲神绝对没有办法和我们面对面来说话。
Just like Moses.
我们要想想，就
是 He was the most humble man in the whole world.
因为摩西是这个世上最谦卑的人。
And that's why he'd be able to speak to God face to face.
这就是为什么他很能和神面对面的说话。
Let's go to verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Numbers chapter 12, verse 6.
民数记十二章第六节。
Then he said, Hear my words. If there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream.
神说你们且听我的话你们中间若有先知神必在异象中向他显现在梦中和他说话
So during this time the Lord God called all three of them to himself
这个时候神将他们三个都叫到面前来
And he came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle
那他在这个云中显现在云柱中降临站在后面会幕的门口
And he called only Miriam and Aaron to come before him
他就召亚伦和米利暗来出来
And then he said to them
然后告诉他们说
Say hear now my words
说你们且听我的话
Say if there's a prophet among you I the Lord myself known to him in a vision
你们中间若有先知我神必在他们异象中向他显现
Any prophet of God be able to have vision This would be a wonderful thing
那事实上任何先知能够看到异象已经是一个很好的事情了
And God said any prophet he would speak to them in a dream
而且像他说在梦中与他说话
This is also a wonderful thing
那这也是已经很好的事情了
So just think about ourselves
所以我们自己想想
When did God ever speak to us in vision and dreams
神什么时候在意象中、像梦中向我们说话的呢？
I don't think there's too many of us.
那我相信在我们之中可能没有很多人有这样的经
验。Because quite often we are not holy enough.
因为很多时候我们并不够圣洁。
That is including myself.
甚至包含我自己。
And quite often we cannot reach to the top of the mountain.
很多时候我们没有办法上到山顶。
Let me be able to speak to God face to face.
所以我们能够和神来面对面说话。
But if he already God speak to us in a vision dream, is already wonderful enough.
如果说神在意象中、在梦中向我们来说话，都已经是很美好的事情了。
But God said to Miriam and Aaron.
但是这里神向米利暗和亚伦这么说。
Actually, the vision and dream is not good enough for my servant Moses.
事实上，这个意象和梦中说话对我仆人摩西来讲都是不够的。
Because in verse 7 it said, not so with my servant Moses.
第七节这里说，我的仆人摩西不是这样。
God, in other words, God said, when I want to speak to my servant Moses, I speak to him face to face.
事实上，神就是说，当我要和摩西说话的时候，我是和他面对面说话的。
Why God willing to speak to him face to face?
为什么神要和他面对面来说话呢？
Because the second half of verse 7 said, he is faithful in all my house.
所以在第七节的下半段，就是说，他是在我全家尽忠的。
So in other words, all those who worship God.
所以意思就是说，其他的人也许也都敬拜神。
Moses was the most faithful.
但是摩西却是最尽忠的。
No wonder God spoke to him face to face.
难怪神对他是面对面来说话。
So nowadays, if you want to speak to God face to face.
所以今天如果我们也希望能够和神来面对面说话。
We also must be faithful.
我们也必须要来尽忠。
But how can we be faithful?
那我们要怎么样才能够尽忠呢？
We must begin in to be faithful in the very little things.
那我们首先要在小事上就要来显得我们的忠心。
Just like for the younger people.
就好像对于这些小朋友说。
When we are assigned to lead hymns.
当我们被指派来担任诗颂的工作。
We must try our best to come early.
我们也必须要尽量的尽早而来
教会。To pray to God.
来向神来祷告。
This is to show our faithfulness.
这就是表现了我们的忠心。
The same thing if we are assigned to clean the toilet, take out the garbage, we must be faithful in these little things.
那相同的，如果说我们被指派到清洁的工作，在这些事上，我们要显出我们的忠心。
And also when we are at home.
就是在家里也是如此。
When we are at home, are we faithful to pray to God and read the Bible?
那在家里我们是不是也一样忠心的来祷告来读神的话呢？
Because when we're at home, no one knows what we're doing.
因为在家里的时候没有人看到我们在做什么。
We can spend all day and all night watching television.
我们可以整天整夜的来看电视。
We can spend all day all night playing video games.
我们可以整天整夜的玩电动玩具。
But if we have no time to put toward God, this means we are not faithful.
如果说我们没有任何一点时间来花在神的身上，表示说我们并不忠心。
Because quite often we think when we come to church is a time of prayer.
我们知道很多时候来到教会，我们有祷告的时间。
But church is only very little part of our spiritual life.
但是来到教会聚会，不过是我们属灵生活中的一小部分。
Look at every week we come here around 10 a.m.
就好像想想每个星期我们大概早上十点钟来这里。
And maybe we pray with one another 20-30 minutes.
也许我们彼此祷告大概20-30 minutes.
And for sure, these 20-30 minutes cannot hold us for the whole week.
那当然，这20-30 minutes 对我们一整个星期来讲是不够的。
But when we at home,
当我们在家的时候
，this is truly the time to cultivate ourselves.
这时间事实上是我们应该灵修自己的时间。
For example,
举例来说
，if you spend all week without eating.
如果说你整个星期都不吃东西
，the only way to come to church to eat，
那你只有星期六到教会的时候来才吃东西。
For sure, many of us will be very, very hungry。
那我相信很多人，我们可能都会时时感到非常的饥饿。
And many of us will not have enough energy。
那很多人也许连力量都没有。
Actually, going through the whole week without drinking, we might die also.
那事实上，如果说你整个星期都不喝水的话，你甚至可能会死掉。
But for sure, we cannot do this also spiritually.
所以说在属灵上，在属灵上我们不能。
We cannot just come to church and expect this is, you know, the time of church is a time to cultivate ourselves.
那我们不能说，只有来到教会的时间，才是我们灵修自己的时间。
But rather, coming to church is only a dessert, right?
那当然，来到这个教会只不过算是点心而已。
Because all week we should eat a full meal every single day.
那在这个星期每一天，我们都应该要吃丰盛的食物。
So this is the way we can tell Lord Jesus Christ we are faithful.
只有这样子，我们才能够对神来说，神啊，我们是尽忠的。
We must try to spend as much time as possible to read the Bible, to pray at home.
那我们在家里，我们应该尽量要花时间来祷告，来读经上面。
I think I told you about my niece when she first came to Christ. I don't want to live in Boston.
那我相信我和大家分享，当我的侄女在波士顿的那个侄女刚来到这个教会的时候
，After she got baptized，
在她刚受洗之后
，She spent at least 2-3 hours by praying and reading the Bible.
她每天大概都花两三个小时来祷告，来读经。
Now it's almost 3 years later.
那现在大概已经过了三年了。
And she's still doing exactly the same thing.
但是她还是这样子的来做。
And for me, I really praise and thank God.
对我来说，我真的为此而感谢神。
Not only that she's herself, you know, spending 2-3 hours a day, every single night, she spent time to have Bible study with also her family.
那不仅是她每天自己读经祷告，每天晚上她都花时间。和他家里的其他人一起来查经。
And I really praise and thank God to give her this kind of heart.
那我非常感谢神赐给他们有这样子的心。
Even though the college she's going to this, she have no church members.
即使说他到那个学校并没有其他教会的成员。
But every single morning.
但是每一天早上。
It doesn't matter during exam time, this and that. She always be able to put time to pray and cultivate herself.
那不管是不是在考试或是怎么样，她一定花时间跪下来祷告灵修自己。
After the first year,
在第一年之后
，I never have to tell her you must pray, you must read the Bible.
那我再也不需要跟她说或提醒她，你必须要来读经祷告。
Because I know every single day she pray and read the Bible.
因为我知道每一天她都来读经祷告。
Because sometimes when she becomes so busy.
有时候即使说她变得非常的忙碌
，then when she have to make her pray shorter and read the Bible shorter, and then she would tell me how guilty she feel or how disappointed she feel for that day.
当他很忙的时候他不能够读那么多的圣经不能够祷告那么长他都会跟我说他觉得非常的有罪恶感他觉得非常的失望。
So quite often in front of people we can be faithful to God.
那很多时候也许在人的面前我们可以表现得有信心。
But let's try to be faithful without anyone around us.
但是我们试着即使在没有人在我们身边的时候我们也能够显现出
信心。When we abide ourselves,
当我们自己独处的时候
Do we take the time to communicate with God?
我们是不是能够花时间和神来沟通
呢? And do we take the time to read His word?
我们是不是有花时间来读他的话语呢?
If we be able to do this all the time, for sure, God will want to speak to us face to face.
如果说我们一直都是这样子做，那我想神也愿意和我们面对面。
So that's why God proclaimed to Moses, He is faithful in all my house.
所以神在这里向大家宣告说，摩西是我在我全家境中的。
Then verse 8 says, I speak with him face to face.
第八节说，我要与他面对面说话。
Because in vision and dream is not good enough for my friend Moses.
事实上，在异象，在梦中，对我的仆人摩西来说都是不够的。
And he sees the form of the Lord, why then were you not afraid to speak with my servant Moses?
并且跟他们说，你们为什么毁谤我的仆人摩西而不惧怕呢
？So during this time, the anger of the Lord was with Moses. With Miriam and Aaron.
这个时候神的怒气就像
这个小子。Because they spoke against Moses.
米利暗来发怒，因为他们来对抗摩西。
But Moses did not say anything.
但是摩西并没有说什么。
Then what happened when the anger of the Lord came upon them? And then Miriam was struck with leprosy.
当神的愤怒临到他们身上，米利暗因此而患大麻风的时候呢
？This also what this teaches us.
那这个告诉我们什么呢
？So we in church.
我们在教会里面。
We should not try to cause division.
我们在教会里面不要试着来造成分裂。
Especially with brothers and sisters.
尤其是与弟兄姐妹的相处。
Especially with God's workers.
尤其是在神的工人之间。
Because if that person is so faithful to God.
如果说那一个人是对神这么的敬忠。
If that person is so humble.
如果说一个人是这么的谦卑
Maybe they will not argue back against us
也许他们并不会和我们争执
But God will speak for them
但是神会替他们说话
So that's why it's so important for us and one another We always treat one another with love and kindness
所以对我们来讲我们应该以慈爱和仁慈来彼此相对是最重要的
For sure none of us are perfect
当然我们之间没有一个人是完全的
So we have to try our best
所以我们必须要尽我们最大的努力
To keep a peace among one another
我们要在兄弟姐妹之间来彼此和平相处
Even though some of us do one another wrong
那即使说 在我们之间也许有些人得罪其他的人。
We should try to keep our peace.
我们事实上还是要尽量在我们之间保持
和平。And for sure, God will speak for us.
这样子，我想神也
是。Just like He spoke for Moses.
和摩西一样，面对面来和我们说话。
And that's why Miriam struck with leprosy.
这就是为什么米利安
And during that time,
患大麻风。
Aaron asked Moses.
在那个时候，亚伦就求摩西说
，Verse 12。
十二节
，Numbers chapter 12, verse 12。
民数记十二章十二节。
Please do not let her as be one dead whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb。
求你不要使他像那出母腹肉已半烂的死胎。
We know leprosy is not curable。
我们知道大麻风是没有办法痊愈。
And because the anger of the Lord was upon them, he struck Miriam with leprosy。
那因为神的愤怒临到他的身上，他就患了大麻风。
And then Aaron, he knew that God was on Moses' side.
亚伦他知道神是站在摩西那一边的。
Verse 1 and verse 2, he went against Moses.
在十二章一二节，他和摩西来对抗。
But in verse 11 and verse 12, he called Moses his Lord.
在这里十一节、十二节，他却称为摩西我主。
Why? Because God spoke for Moses.
为什么呢？因为神来替摩西说话。
In verse 13.
十三节。
So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "Please heal her, O God, I pray."
十三节这里说，于是摩西哀求神说，神啊，求你医治他。
This is the first time that Moses opened his mouth.
我们注意到这是摩西第一次张开口来说话。
When he opened his mouth not to to fight against Miriam and Aaron.
当他开口说话的时候，并不是和这个亚伦和米利亚来。
Even though for sure they did him wrong.
那即使他们是得罪了摩西。
But he opened his mouth to cry out to the Lord.
但是他却开口为他们向神来哀求。
He prayed for Miriam.
他替米利亚来祷告。
So her leprosy can be cleansed.
所以他的大麻风能够得到洁净。
No wonder God spoke to Moses face to face.
难怪神和摩西面对面来说话。
Because his love for his fellow brethren is so great.
因为他对弟兄姐妹的爱是这么的大。
Just like for us.
就好像对我们来说。
Just like in the book of in Exodus chapter 33.
就好像在出埃及记三十三章。
Over and over again, Moses shows love toward his fellow brethren.
摩西不但对他的百姓弟兄们来显现出他的爱。
So God spoke to him face to face.
所以神和他面对面来说话。
So there's no difference here at all.
事实上这并没有什么不一样。
Moses also showed his love toward Miriam and Aaron.
摩西也对亚伦和米利暗彰显
他的爱。No wonder God wanted to speak to him face to face.
难怪神愿意和他面对面来说话。
So for us, we must reach this goal.
所以对我们来说，我们也要试着追求这样
的目标。Let's be able to love one another unconditionally.
我们必须要不计一切的来彼此相
爱。This means no matter what our brother and sister do against us.
就是说，不论我们的弟兄姐妹或是有得罪我们的
，even sinning against us.
即使来向我们来犯罪
，we must continue to show them love.
我们必须要向他们来彰显。
Because loving one another indirectly, we are loving God.
因为在我们之间彼此相爱，间接的我们就爱神了。
If we be able to love one another and love God, we fulfill all the teaching in the Bible.
如果说我们能够爱神爱人我们就完全了神圣经所给我们的所有的教
训。But quite often this is not easy.
很多时候这并不容易做到。
And for sure it was not easy for Moses.
当然对摩西来讲也是不容易做到的事。
Then we say to ourselves,
然后他自己说
How did Moses be able to reach to this point?
我们会自己问自己说为什么摩西能够达到这样子的目标呢
According to the Bible
根据圣经
He was trained for 40 years
他受了四十年的训练
That's why he was so faithful
他就是为什么他能够这么的有信
心 That's why he was so humble
为什么他能够这么的来谦卑
And that's why be able to love God and to love man just like according to the word of God
那就是说他为什么能够爱人爱神就好像神所教训我们的一样。
So nowadays for us to be able to do this not easy.
所以今天对我们来讲我们要能够这样做也不简单。
God need to train us like he trained Moses.
神必须像训练摩西一样的来训练我们。
So what is the most important thing that we can do in front of God that we got be able to train us?
那对我们来讲什么是最重要的事情让我们能够在神的面前的接受这样子的训练呢
It seemed when God trained Moses.
我们看神训练摩西的时候
Real time he was everything.
那个时候他几乎是什么都是,
He was very educated.
他是受很好的教育,
have high status in society.
他在社会中有很高的地位,
but that's not why God trained him to be the leader of the chosen people of God.
但是呢,并不是神拣选他成为以色列百姓领导者的原因,
the reason God trained him because of his heart.
那神之所以要来训练他是因为他的心,
his heart was in the right place.
他的心是在正确的地方。
How do we know this?
那我们怎么来知道呢?
Because since the beginning, he always had the heart to lead the chosen people of God.
其实在一开始的时候,他就有要带领他的百姓的这一颗心。
Remember the parable of the sower.
那记得这个撒种的比喻。
So the sower went out to sow in four different grounds.
我们知道这个种子撒到了不同的土壤之中。
There's only one ground to be able to bear fruit.
我们知道只有一种土壤能够来这个成长。
Let's go to the book of Matthew.
我们来看马太福音。
The book of Matthew.
马太福音,
chapter 13.
马太福音13章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音13章。
Verse 23.
马太福音13章23节。
Verse 23.
23节。
But he who receives seed on a good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, and indeed bears fruit and produce some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
So here the ground that bears the bear fruit is the ground that is good.
这里告诉我们说，能够结出好种的，就是那个好地。
Just like our heart.
就好像我们的心,
if we have a good heart,
如果说我们有一个很好的心,
and God sow his seed, his word inside heart, for sure we'll be able to produce much fruit.
那神将他的话就好像种子撒在我们心上,
I say here, but he who receives seed on a good ground is he who hears the word and understands it.
就像这里告诉我们说，撒在好地上的就是能听到明白了。
So when we have a good heart and the word of God comes upon us, for sure will we understand it.
如果说我们有一个很好的心，当神的话临到我们身上，那我们自然会明白。
Let's go to Mark chapter 4.
我们来看马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4 verse 20.
马可福音第四章20节。
Verse 20.
20节。
But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
那少在好地上的就是人听到又领受并且结实有30倍有60倍有100倍。
So in the book of Matthew say those who have good heart they will hear the word of God they be able to understand it.
在马太福音告诉我们说那些撒在好地上的就是那些人听到明白了。
But here in the book of Mark say but these are the ones sown on good ground those who hear the word accept it.
在这里马可福音说那撒在好地上的就是人听到又领受。
So we have good hearts.
所以说我们有一颗好的心,
when we hear the word of God,
当我们听到神的话,
not only that we be able to understand it, we also be able to accept it.
那不但是我们听了能够明白, 我们也需要来领受。
And go to Luke chapter 8.
我们看, 路加福音第八章,
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章,
verse 15.
路加福音18章15节,
verse 15.
15节,
but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who haven't heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
那落在好土里的就是能听到持守在诚实善良的心并且忍耐着结实。
So here once again those who have good hearts,
这里再次告诉我们说那些有好心的,
they will hear the word of God.
他们会听到神的道。
So in the book of Matthew they be able to understand it.
在马太福音说他们能够明白。
In the book of Mark they be able to accept it.
在马可福音说他们能够领受。
In the book of Luke they be able to keep it.
在路加福音告诉我们说他们能够持守。
So this means if we have a good heart,
所以说我们有若有一颗好的心,
for sure God can train us to be able to speak to him face to face.
当然，神能够训练我们和他面对面来说话。
Just like Moses.
就好像摩西一样。
Let's turn the book of Exodus.
我们来看，回去看这个出埃及记。
Chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
The book of Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
I'm sorry, chapter 2.
第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章。
Verse 11.
第二章十一节。
So, in the book of Exodus, in the book of Acts, in the book of Hebrew, This is the transformation of Moses.
那在出埃及记在使徒行传在希伯来书讲到摩西的转变。
And when we read these three passages together, I want you to keep in mind how Moses all had to do with his heart.
那在我们读这三个不同地方的记载的时候，我要大家注意神这个摩西他的心是如何的。
The reason he be able to transform his life and be able to speak to God face to face because of his heart.
他之所以能够转换他的生命，能够和神来面对面说话，是因为他的心。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11 of book Exodus.
出埃及记第二章十一节。
Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burden, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. Verse 12.
Search it.
So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. Verse 13.
13节.
And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting, and he said to one who did the wrong, Why are you striking your companion? Verse 14.
四节.
Then he said, Who make you a prince and judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, Surely this thing is known. So we can see here in Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 14, talking about why Moses left the palace.
在出埃及记第二章十一节到第十四节，这里提到说，为什么摩西来逃离埃及的王宫？
The reason he left the palace because he went to his fellow brethren.
他之所以来逃离是因为他看到他的弟兄。
And he saw one of the Egyptians beating his fellow brethren.
他看到一个埃及人来打他的这个希伯来人弟兄。
And during time he killed the Egyptian with his own hand.
在那个时候他就亲手将这个埃及人。
Then he hit him in the sand.
然后将他藏在沙土里。
Then the next day he went to his fellow brethren also.
那第二天他又出去，他看到他的弟兄。
And they were arguing.
看到两个希伯来人来争斗。
Then he told one of them, Hey, why are you, striking your companion?
对他欺负的人说，你为什么打你同族的人呢？
Then the one who did wrong said, Hey, who are you? Why are you judging over us?
那一个做错事的人就跟他说，谁立我你做我们的首领呢？
So we can see, even though Moses had a good heart.
所以我们可以看到，即使说摩西他有一个很好的心
，because in the palace was very comfortable。
因为在王宫里面非常的舒服。
But even though it was comfortable, but he knew his fellow brethren was under bondage。
那即使说王宫的生活非常的舒服，但是他却知道他的同胞受的苦难。
So he went out there。
所以他出去。
And to see what's going on with his fellow brethren。
他看到他的在他同胞之间发生的。
And he loved his fellow brethren。
他是爱他的同胞的人。
That's why he killed an Egyptian。
那就是为什么他杀了这个埃及人。
But during the time, the way he killed Egyptian is not right。
但是那个时候用这种方法杀了埃及人，并不是正确的方法。
Why? Because during this time, Moses thought they could use his own strength。Right? To save the people of God.
因为那个时候摩西以为他可以用自己的力量来救他的百姓。
Because for sure, during that time he was 40 years old.
在那个时候他是40岁。
Physically he was strong.
身体上来讲他是强壮。
Because the Bible said even Moses at 120 years old, he still was very strong.
圣经告诉我们说，即使摩西已经到了120岁，他还是非常的强壮。
For sure, at the age of 40, he was really, really strong.
那当然，在40岁的时候，他真的很强壮。
And he was very educated.
而且他是受了很好的教育。
But during this time, he was not ready to lead the chosen people of God.
但是在这个时候，他并没有准备好来带领。
Because he thought he could use his own physical strength to lead them.
因为他误以为他自己可以用自己的力量来带领百姓。
So what does this mean for us?
那这个告诉我们什么呢？
For us, when we try to help our brothers and sisters,
对我们来说，如果我们试着帮助我们的弟兄姐妹，
we must try our best not to use the physical things in this world and try to help them.
那我们应该尽量的不要用这个世上的事情东西来帮助。
And don't use our own strength, our own way, and try to help them.
不要用我们自己的力量，我们自己的方法来帮助他们。
Because most likely it won't work.
那很多时候这样并不会成功。
Why? Because when brothers and sisters go through trial and tribulation,
为什么？因为当我们经历这个苦难和试炼的时候，
we must look from the spiritual aspects of things.
我们必须从属灵的角度来看这些事。
Just like Moses during that time,
就好像摩西那个时候，
he thought maybe his fellow brethren would understand.
他也许他以为他的这个同族们可以了解。
Why do we say this?
为什么我们这样说呢？
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
那我们来看《使徒行传》
Chapter 7，
《使徒行传》第七章。
The Book of Acts, Chapter 7，
《使徒行传》第七章。
verse 22.
第七章二十二节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 22.
使徒行传第七章二十二节。
And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptian, and was mighty in words and in deeds.
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有能力。
We can see at the age of 40.
我们看到在他四十岁的时候。
Moses, he was great in his own eye.
摩西在他自己眼里，他
是。He was strong physically.
他身体很强壮。
Then he had learned all the wisdom of the Egyptian and mighty in words and in deeds.
他学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
But remember, after 40 years in the wilderness.
那我们记，想想在经过旷野的四十
年之后。When God, came to him in a burning bush.
当神在这个燃烧的激情中向他
显现的时候。He told Moses, "Go and lead my people."
他跟摩西讲说，你去带领我的百姓。
And how did Moses respond to God?
那摩西怎么跟神来回应呢？
He said, "Who am I, Lord, that I go and you should send me before Pharaoh?"
神对摩西说，神啊，我是谁呢？你要派我到法老面前去呢？
After 40 years talking to the sheep and the goat, for sure that he was a very humble man.
然后在四十年在旷野中牧羊，他变成一个非常谦
卑的人。Maybe every day have no one to talk to.
也许每一天他没有人和他说话。
Except the animals he was taking care of.
只有他所照顾的这些动物。
But this is the right time for him to lead the chosen people of God.
但是这个时候却是他出来带领神百姓的。
Because he realized he himself is nothing.
因为他这个时候真正了解自己是不算什么的。
If he realized he himself is nothing, then God will be the one to be able to work through him.
那如果说他自己了解自己不算什么，那神并能借着他的手。
Just like nowadays for us.
就好像今天我们也是如此。
If we think we are something, there's no way God can work with us.
如果说我们自己觉得有什么了不起，那神是没有办法和我们
合作的。But if we think we are nothing, and then when God works through us, God will receive all the glory.
如果说我们自己觉得我们自己没什么了不起的，那神便能够经我们的手来做出来彰显他的荣
耀。Then verse 23.
Acts
chapter 7, verse 23.
使徒行传第七章二十三节。
And now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel, verse 24.
二十四节。
And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and strike down the Egyptian, verse 25.
二十五节。
For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. Verse 26.And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, Men, you are brethren, why do you wrong one another? Verse 27. But he who did his neighbors wrong pushed him away, saying, Who make you a rule and judge over us? So we can see during this time, Stephen see Moses very different than the book of Exodus.
所以我们在这里看到斯蒂凡用一个非常不同的角度来看这个摩西。
So the book of Exodus saying that Stephen, that Moses went out to see his fellow brethren.
那在这个出埃及记看说到摩西出去看他的这个同胞。
But the reason Moses went out is because it came to his heart.
那这个摩西之所以出去是因为他有心理。
To visit his fellow brethren.
他去来看望他的同族同胞。
Then when he struck the Egyptian.
然后他将这个埃及人。
The reason he struck him because he want his fellow brethren to know that God will deliver him by his hand, deliver them by his hand.
那在这个时候他认为他的弟兄能够明白神是借着他的手来搭救他们。
So this means all along when Moses 40 years old.
那也就是说在这个40年期间。
In his heart he knew that God will use him to deliver the chosen people.
他知道神会借着他的手来拯救这个百姓。
But he did not know that he was not ready.
但是他并不晓得自己还没有准备好。
He did not know that he must be trained for 40 years before he can lead the chosen people of God.
他并不知道自己需要接受训练他才能够来担任这个领导选民的这个。
So during time, even though he tried to reconcile his fellow brethren,
所以在那个时候，即使他试着想要替他的这个弟
兄来，only between two of them he could not do it.
即使是两个，他也没有办法来摆平。
But remember, in the wilderness of 40 years,
但是我们要记得，在旷野中的这四十年
，Moses spent some time all morning, all night judging the people of God.
在那个时候，摩西整天整夜在神面前来审判他们。
Because during the time after he was trained.
在那个时候，在他接受了训练之后，
God gave him the authority to be able to judge between his fellow brethren.
那神是给他权力让他能够来审判。
Let's go Book of Hebrews.
我们来看希伯来书
Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrew Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
So when you have time, we'll compare these three passages together.
当我们有时间，我们来比较这三段记载。
And to see how much God trained Moses.
我们来看到神是怎么样来训练摩西。
Because for me, these three passages represent the three segment of 40 years that Moses had in his life.
那对我来说，这三个记载就代表神在旷野训练三个摩西的三个阶段。
Because the first 40 years, he used his physical strength.
那首先的第四十年他使用自己的力量。
And the second 40 years in the wilderness.
那第二个四十年在旷野之中。
The time he truly inside his heart.
在那个时候他磨练他的心。
He knew God will deliver, use him to deliver the chosen people.
他知道神会用他来拯救以色列百姓。
But the 40 years that he was leading the chosen people of God.
但是在这后来的四十年他领导这个百姓的这段期间。
This is a time that Moses completely, manifest, you know, faith in God Himself.
这个时间是神摩西真的在神面前显现出他对神的信心的时候。
Verse 24.
我们看二十四节。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 24.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
二十四节，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称法老的女儿之子。
So he did not leave the palace for no reason.
所以他并不是没有理由来离开王宫的。
He left the palace because inside his heart he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter.
他离开王宫是因为在他心里他不肯被称为法老女儿之子。
This means he willing to lose the, you know, the status of who he was just to be with the chosen people of God.
这就是意思就是说他宁愿为他的选民来放弃他的地位。
Then verse 25.
25节
Chosen rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂享罪恶最终之乐。
So when the book of Hebrews look from the point of look at Moses from the point of faith.
那当这个希伯来书从摩西的这个信仰的阶段来看的时候
，He had great faith.
他有很好的信心。
Why be able to leave the passing pleasure of sin?
他能够这个放弃不享受最终之乐。
Why? Because he rather suffer affliction with his people.
为什么呢？因为他宁可和他的百姓一同受苦。
This is the transformation.
这就是改变。
That Moses went through for those 120 years.
这就是120年来摩西逐渐的转换。
Verse 26.
26节。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ rather greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
他看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
Then verse 27.
27节。
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured and seeing him who is invisible.
27, 他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那看不见的主。
So we can see for 120 years God trained Moses.
所以我们看到120年之间神训练摩西。
40 years he was trained in the land of Egypt.
在40年前面40年他在埃及。
And 40 years he was trained in the wilderness.
在中间40年他在旷野中。
And 40 years God trained him to lead the chosen people of God.
在后来的40年神训练他来带领百姓。
No wonder all this time,that he be able to speak to God face to face.
难怪这段这些时候他能够和神来面对面说话。
But ultimately,
但是最后
he had great faith.
他有很好的信心。
So just like for us,
就好像对我们来说
there's many things we do in church, there's many things we do in life, we must have faith to go forth of, you know, all the things that we do.
那在我们在教会里面在其他所做的事情最后我们要对我们所做的事情要有信心。
We do not do anything for God but our reason.
那我们并不是完全没有理由的来为神做工。
We do everything for God because of our faith toward Him.
那我们为神所做的每一件事情都是因为我们对他有信心。
Just like Moses.
就好像摩西一样。
The reason he left Egypt because of his faith.
他之所以离开埃及是因为他的信心。
And the reason he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter's son because of his faith.
那他之所以不肯被称为法老女王，法老之女的儿子，是因为他的信心。
And the reason be able to lead the chosen people of God for 40 years in the wilderness because of faith.
他之所以能够带领神的百姓在旷野中行走40年，是因为他的信心。
And how did he be able to do all that?
那为什么他能够做这些事情呢？
Because of his heart.
因为他的心。
He's willing for God to train him for all those years.
他愿意来接受神的训练。
So the same thing for us.
所以对我们来讲也是如此。
If we want to speak to God face to face.
如果说我们希望能够和神面对面来说话。
And we must speak to him face to face, especially to the end days.
那我们也知道在末日我们也必须一定要和神来面对面说话。
We must make our heart good.
我们就必须要准备我们的心。
By praying, by reading the word of God.
我们要来祷告，要来读经。
And only then that we will increase in our faith.
只有这样子我们才能够增强我们的信心。
And only then that we become a loving person.
只有这样我们才能够变成一个有爱
的人。To love God and to love men.
能够爱神，能够爱人。
And only then that we become a humble person.
只有这样子我们才能够变为一个谦卑的人。
And that's the time God will speak to us face to face.
那时候就是神会和我们面对面说话的时候。
So may God continue to guide us.
所以愿神继续来带领我们。
And give us strength always to draw ourselves closer to Him.
让我们有力量能够一步一步的来和他亲近。
Because you and I, one day, we also want to speak to God face to face.
因为你我有一天我们都希望能够和神来面对面说话。
Because that will be the most wonderful things that we can experience in this life and the life to come.
那这就会成为我们这一生或者是将来的那永生最美好的一件事。
Because on the end days, we will see him face to face.
因为在末日，我们要将和他面对面来说
话。When he come back to take us to eternal life.
当他回来再一次将我们带到永生。
Now let's rise and sing one hymn.